Critter Protectors, Mr. Jim here, and welcome to Kids Animal Stories, a place where there's always a mystery and adventure around every single corner. If you love critters of all shapes and sizes, I need you on our Critter Protector team. Join our adventure as we learn about critters from around the world and in our backyards. Well, my friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too! Let's go! Julie the Timber Doodle Bird loved her home in the forest, surrounded by thick, beautiful trees and the lush grass on the ground. It was perfect for her and her brothers and sister. Julie was just a chick, but already felt so grown up. Her mother had made a beautiful nest on the bottom of the forest floor. Mother had laid 4 eggs in total. Julie, her sister Rose, and her 2 brothers, Frankie and Ben. For 22 days straight, she sat on her clutch until it was time to hatch. Can you imagine sitting somewhere for that long? Whoa, 22 days. I don't know if I could sit that long for even 22 minutes. Julie and her brothers and sister had never met their father yet. Mother always said they would meet him one day at the singing grounds. When Julie and her siblings had hatched, they were precocial. That means they could walk right away. Wow, can you imagine walking right when you were born? Yeah, that's not normal for our babies. Their mother only had to feed them for 1 week, and then after that, they were able to find food for themselves. Covered in their brownish and buff-colored feathers, they camouflaged perfectly to the forest floor where they lived.
Rose! Rose! Wake up! It's today!
Julie shouted in her sister's ear, trying to get her to open her eyes.
It's just 1 more minute, please,
Rose said as she tried to bury her head back into the nest. Today was the 1 month anniversary of their hatching day, which meant it was finally time for Julie and her siblings to visit the singing grounds for their very first time. Julie was very excited, maybe a little too excited. She had a feeling today was going to be the best day ever, and she didn't want to waste any time. Have you ever been very excited to wake up one morning because it was going to be a very exciting day? Yes, that is how Julie's feeling. When Rose finally sat up and rubbed her eyes with her wings, Mother started to give them the day's schedule.
No, children, I know you're all very excited to finally be visiting the singing grounds, but we have some preparing to do.
Mother started to explain. Julie tapped her foot and wiggled as she anxiously tried to listen.
Rose and Julie, I'd like you to clean up your area of the nest and then head out together to find some breakfast. Frankie and Ben, you can head out now to eat something and gather a bit more nesting material to fill in the cracks.
Mother pointed to some holes that had worn out in the side of the nest.
Okay, Mom,
they all said and headed off to do as they were told. When Julie finished her clean-up job, her and Rose headed down to the forest floor. After just a few minutes of breakfast hunting, Julie lost sight of her sister.
Rose! Rose, where are you?
Called out Julie. In the distance, she heard Rose call out to her.
Over here, Julie. Trying to get some breakfast.
Julie flew over to Rose and watched her. Rose was walking in a very methodical way. She would take a step, bounce back and forth, almost like she was dancing. But no matter how much she moved, her head stayed still. Whoa, that's cool. Rose would do this over and over again as she would take her long beak and push it through the soft earth. This was how Rose was looking for earthworms, her favorite treat and breakfast food.
Rose, I know we all move back and forth when we look for food, but I can't help but laugh at how silly we look. We must look like we're trying to dance to the other animals,
laughed Julie. Rose laughed too as she continued to bounce back and forth.
How about we do look silly, but bouncing back and forth helps us make the earthworms move under the ground a little so that we can hear them.
Whoa, I didn't know that. Have you ever seen an animal that looked like it was dancing? I wonder what it was actually doing. Maybe trying to get the worms to wiggle a little. Well, Julie was hungry too, very hungry. So she started to bounce alongside Rose to find her breakfast too. After a few minutes, they were both able to find their earthworm breakfast. Rose and Julie were both full and ready to start their day together. As they started back towards their nest, they heard their mother call.
Rose! Julie! Are you about done?
Called their mother. Rose and Julie immediately answered their mother and began to fly to where she was. When they got there, Mother had some very important news to tell them. Frankie and Ben were also back and ready to listen.
Children, I have some unfortunate news. I've just learned that the singing grounds are in danger. There has been chatter about predators trying to overrun the entire area.
Julie and Rose gasped, and their brothers stared in disbelief. They'd been looking forward to this day for their whole lives, and the thought of not being able to go was devastating. Have you ever been looking forward to something so much, and the plan was changed? Oh, it's a terrible feeling. And this is how the entire family felt as they looked to their mother to see what she would say next.
It's quite dangerous, but I've decided we must still go. Your father is there, and he could be in danger. Make sure to be ready to fly when the sun is high in the sky. We will fly together until dusk today.
Her mother, I hope father is still there,
said Rose.
What do we do if it's already overtaken?
Frankie asked.
No, children, there's no need to question everything just yet. We just have to do our best to get there,
Mother assured them. When the sun was high in the sky, Rose, Julie, and their brothers flew up into the sky with their mother. This would be the first time they would ever fly such a long distance. This was a big deal. Mother said the singing grounds weren't too far from where they lived already, but to fly from noon to dusk, whew, that would be many hours.
Rose, do you think we will make the whole flight?
Asked Julie when they were flying together.
We've never flown such a long distance before.
Rose nodded and kept her eyes straight ahead at Mother.
I think if we push ourselves, we will make it, Julie.
A few hours passed and Julie was starting to get very tired. Her wings felt like they were cramping up and she was getting very thirsty.
Rose, I don't know if I can make it,
said Julie.
I'm having a hard time keeping my wings up.
Rose looked over at her sister and started to worry. Julie was bobbing through the air up and down and couldn't even fly in a straight line anymore.
Mother, I think Julie needs a rest.
Mother turned her eyes back to Julie just in time.
Oh no, to see her start to fall right towards the ground, plummeting through the air from the sky. Will Julie be all right and be able to make the whole journey? Will the singing ground still be safe? Will they be able to find their father after all? I am not sure. We're going to have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Olive, who's turning 7 years old. Olive is a ballet dancer. She loves red pandas and wants to be a librarian when she grows up. Wow, all of those are awesome. I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 7th birthday, Olive. Well, all my critter protector friends, I hope you all have a super duper day. And I'll see you on our next adventure. Bye!